Well, it's always a tricky time. You know, there's never a good time to do something like this, and you want to try to minimize the amount of disruption to the public. The winter months tend to be quieter months for us as far as even circulation of materials and things like that. It's cold outside. People don't maybe go out as much as they do, you know, in the summertime. And so we thought this was the best time to make that happen.
What will staff at the downtown library be doing while the library is closed?
I assumed it was a two-month vacation, but apparently not. No, actually, many of our staff will be going out to other branches. We have 12 other branches around the system, and they'll be working out there. A few of the staff will stay here at the downtown library to help with the physical moving of the books and materials.
I went to the East Lansing Library a couple of times during their major project that they just wrapped up a few months ago, and I know that a big part of their planning and implementation was to essentially break the library into halves, and they moved everything into one half and did that work and then moved everything into that half and finished up the other half of the building. Is there something similar to that going on here?
Yes. In fact, we've been having meetings with the various contractors and, you know, construction people, and the plan is once we're close to the public that we'll be able to move things from one side of the room to the other, get that side, you know, redone, including new carpeting and things like that, the wiring for computers, etc. And then once that's done, move everything back over and repeat it on the other side.
Now, I know the library in East Lansing isn't part of the Capital Area District Library system, but I am curious to know the extent to which you and others here at the Downtown Lansing Library might have observed their process or learned anything from the project that they completed recently.
Well, we certainly have been in touch with them, and we saw many of their patrons coming to visit us during their time when they were closed. And, of course, we have friends at, you know, all the area libraries, as you would expect. And so it's certainly been fun to watch their progress and their changes and learn a little bit from them. Yeah, what kind of things worked, you know, not only from materials and collections and things like that, but how did the patrons respond to those things? And so we continue and always have done that in the past, and it's very helpful.
Well, you have a lot of signage here alerting people, warning people might be the way to put it, that the library will be closed starting at the end of the year. What are patrons saying about this, and what are you recommending to them for their services while you're shut down here?
Well, there are 12 other cattle branches that will all be open their regular hours. In fact, the Foster Community Center, we're expanding their hours to open at 9 a.m. Monday through Friday, starting January 3rd. And so we'll have those other locations that people can visit. And our book drops at the downtown library will continue to be open. So people that check out materials from any of our branches can, as they always can return them to any of our branches, including downtown, even while we're closed. The book drop right on Capitol Avenue and one right against the building on Kalamazoo Street. So that'll be available, and we hope that people will visit the other Capital Area District libraries to check out their services, and it can be fun to visit a new location and see, you know, similar kinds of things, but in a different setting.
Mark Bazita is library assistant at the Downtown Lansing branch of the Capital Area District Library, which will be closing down on December 31st into sometime in March for a major renovation project. Mark, thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm Scott Pohl.